Clandestine Transmission, back again. With yours truly, L. Kenner.
Hootie hoo!
And M.I.C.
It's M.I.C.
That's the guy.
What's going on, folks? Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, sure.
Are you enjoying your summer?
Fall? I'm enjoying the summer. Luckily, here in the Northeast, we haven't been experiencing too much of the heat and humidity, which is the norm during the summer months in this area.
Yeah. Let me get like some mid-low 60s at nighttime, and I'm a happy guy.
Me too. So we're happy. Like Pharrell Williams with a big hat.
We're happy. We're carefree. And we're gay.
It's true.
We it's are true.
Gay for America right now.
Shout out to the SCOTUS. Well, at least some of them. Some of them. There's four of them who weren't feeling too gay, but
nah.
They can go fuck themselves.
They want to go. They would like to pray the gay away if they possibly could.
Wow, it's true. We had a couple of landmark decisions courtesy of the Supreme Court.
The fucking news minute here.
This week we had Obamacare, which you and I already talked about earlier.
Yo, we were. If you were with us weeks ago, clandestine transmissions brought to you by
Obamacare. Yeah,
your free healthcare in America are
low.
You're having some sort of healthcare provided.
Yeah, and also, of course, I guess they virtually legalized
Obama gay care.
Yes.
Obama Gay Marriage Act.
Yes.
2015. Well,
I don't know what Obama had to do with that per se, but
yeah, I don't know what he didn't. I love all the articles now that are going back several years saying like all these folks that are all excited about the gay marriage were like, fuck that gay marriage, are like, not fuck that gay marriage,
no,
but they were like
fuck that gay marriage.
Yeah, pretty
actually.
Much. They were like, well, that's for the states to decide. And everyone sort of like, you know, changed their tune. Obama being one of them, Hillary Clinton being another one. Pretty much every fucking buddy being like, yeah, keep your gay marriage out of my church.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was the website that they all belong to. That was the original act, because that was the freaking defense of marriage shit.
Yeah.
What was that?
Which that goes back to Bill Clinton. Actually.
All them dudes was like, yeah, gay folks, you're cool. You can come hang out and do hair.
You can
you can
sing I'll Tumble for you.
For real. You can come hang out at the White House. You just don't come in here trying to get married on the grounds, because that shit ain't happening. Right. So hey, whatever.
But yeah, so it's been a big week.
Times they are
a-changing. It's been a big week in America.
Yeah.
Homegirl
climbed up, took that flag down.
Yep, Bree.
Wiped her ass with it.
She didn't do that. But I was watching the video earlier today. She was actually really, really respectful.
Yes.
She was on some Jesus stuff.
Hey, sometimes Jesus can, Jesus can get you to do stuff. I've been waiting for someone to climb up there and get it.
Jesus, not the Jesus, because the Jesus... was from that's your boy Turturro.
Yeah, Jesus.
But so far on this edition of Clandestine Transmission, you've heard new music, and this was a big surprise to me today.
Yo, me too. From, today
from Panda Bear of Animal Collective.
The brain fart.
No,
there.
I completely spaced out completely, for a second. Yeah,
completely brain farted.
No, it was Animal Collective though. Panda Bear with Crosswords, and that is of all things a Pete Rock remix.
Yo, Pete Rock. Getting down with the Panda Bear.
Yeah, and it sounded like Pete Rock too. And that's what I want from a Pete Rock remix. As MIC and I were saying earlier, the only thing that was missing was the whispered Pete Rock ad libs, which would have
he needs to go back
and put it right over the top,
redo it with his ad libs in there.
Yeah,
but that's there's like a little Panda Bear remix EP coming out like next week. That's what that's from. Some other remixes
nice.
On there that will probably
anything of note. No,
we'll probably play nobody on there that we're crazy about, but we'll check it out and we might play some stuff.
You never know. Currently in the background, you hear the sounds of Selah with But I'm Not Worth It. No matter. In parentheses.
No matter.
It's true. That's from his first EP, which came out earlier this year. I think I might have played something in the background, like maybe on the first podcast we had back, something like that. It was a while ago. But it's definitely a nice little EP of sort of laid-back instrumental beats. We got more music coming at you. Got something from your old Droog, who made an appearance on our, was it, the Best of 2014 podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This one is from his Kinnison EP, which came out early this year. Gets a lot of play from me, a lot of headphone action. It's a sort of a rock themed EP. Like a lot of the songs were like named after bands. There's like a song called a Rage Against the Machine song. Okay. There's a song called Sonic Youth.
Jefferson Starship.
Yes, because he built this city. It's true. Did Dipset ever sample We Built This City?
I'm pretty sure they did.
Because if they didn't, they should have.
Somebody sampled
in
that.
In my mind, whether it actually happened or not, Dipset sampled We Built This City. I don't know. It just seems somehow.
It's either them or I want to say like Jay-Z or somebody on like Rockefeller did for one of them songs. Yeah, they did. Yeah, no, they did.
Was it Dipset?
Yeah, it was Dipset.
Okay. All right, thank God.
That was back in oh my God, I don't even know. On the Diplomatic Immunity album. So,
but we got your old
2007.
Your old Droog coming up. This isn't
2003. Holy shit!
Yeah, it's a long time ago. This isn't particularly rock inspired or anything like that, but I think it's a cute little song. It's called Gentrify My Hood. And it's coming at you now on the Clandestine Transmission.
Already had the luxury of buying loose backwoods. What I really need is a coffee shop in my hood. Now that I ain't doing drugs, it's strictly that black water in my mugs. The bodegas only make one little pot that be there all day. I don't care if it's still hot. Straight nil, not while the places that I go record at got all the ill spots. Y'all listening? We gentrify my hood. My hood, please, just make it happen, me, fuck KFC, Popeyes, gentrify my hood, let's get a gentrify my coffee shop, cute barista. Hey yo, Skids, bring the horns in, for that cute ass barista with the horn-rimmed glasses. Shorty look like Lisa Loeb. Wish it was by my crib so I could walk up in there in the robe. But nah, all I got is four grocery stores close to me, and I just buy bogeys from there mostly. Play the house like Pelosi. Hit the staircase to roll dice with my broski. Four, C, no, or less. Gentrify my hood, this the keynote address. The coffee spots downtown are the best. I'm over here near the last stop. Stress, it's a mess. Gentrify my hood. My hood. Gentrify my hood. Gentrify my hood. Yo, I need y'all. Gentrify my hood. My hood. Gentrify my hood. Before I move to the burbs. Drew, still the top scorer. Hey, yo, who got a raw aura? Your style is a horror. Your style's more like Laura. And I'm a G. Still transfer for the G at Lorimer. Just started going to Williamsburg 2 years ago. Introduced South Brooklyn to anyone who hears the flow. Real talk, I'm your hero. With L freestyle since AOL free trials and net zero. Netscape. I need love on the cassette tape imported from the Ukraine, right aboard the Q train. They wanna know which part of CI Drew stays in. Right on the edge, borderline grazing. Come through.
Long ass ride though.
Gentrify my hood.
Can y'all do that for me?
My hood.
Nice coffee shop.
Gentrify my hood. Right where the subway is.
Gentrify my hood.
What's good? Gentrify my hood.
Yo, all of Brooklyn is late.
My hood.
Except for my boss.
Gentrify my hood.
I'm from Brooklyn, do whatever.
Yo, shit is mad dry, B. It's dead out here. I need a coffee shop that plays Blind Melon. Yo, bad Lisa Loeb looking shit. Making my coffee. Tori Amos with like 36 double D's. Yo, I hate Skiz and Marco Polo because y'all got ill coffee spots in your fucking studio and shit. Fuck y'all.
I found myself in a funk for a whole weekend over email failures and DMs. extra. No worries, no pressure on my high horse. Low from the neck to the socks. Flash what I got when I'm on my high horse. Every day, everywhere, any season. I don't need a reason to flash, flash. On my high horse, yeah, yeah, you know it. 365, some now, some vintage. You can't bandwagon, we the only ones with it. That classic low, leather cotton, the fleece wear. Watch me for a month, man, I bet you every piece red. P-Best sweaters, rainbow assorted. Black label blazers and the fakes can't afford it. P-Wing collections and my eyes on the suicide. We pronounce that uni, not you and I. RL since 9-0 and prior. My ski bomber set your eyes on fire. But more big ponies, boy, my cross flag wave. Count on verse to show up and misbehave. Imagine that, the stash busting out the cabinets. Madness, my wardrobe got its own address. So fitted, no wishes to a genie can't compare you. Every time you see me, I'm on my high horse. Feeling so extra, no worries, no pressure. On my high horse, low from the neck to the socks. Flash what I got when I'm on my high horse. Every day, every way, any season. I don't need a reason to flash, flash. On my high horse, yeah, yeah, you know it. Timeless is what we live by. Might do the V-neck, best in bow tie. Quarters in the loafer, wool scully ultra. Turtle shell squares, the result so fly. Cookie boots show off the inseam fur. King of my region, make any queen purr. I see the rest of crumbs playing catch up. Rewind, recall who you seen first. King verse, most likely there's G's on the backpack. Kinda hard to follow my lead when I'm abstract. Hard work, a hustle, overload the duffel. High in apparel, son, we will never lack that. Lifelong, this ain't no trend. Challenge the champion, but they won't win. Can't come near me, so I speak clearly. Make it plain, baby, my theory's low end. When I'm on my high horse, feeling so extra. No worries, no pressure on my high horse. Low from the neck to the socks. Flash what I got when I'm on my high horse. Every day, every way, any season. I don't need a reason to flash, flash. On my high horse, yeah, yeah, you know it. Crown jewel, listen for the outro. Know that the dog on the sweater ain't Alpo. Fetish for a polo sport windbreaker. Can't take a tally of the pieces I own if you count slow. 1992 stadium crispy. Tim's, ones, wallabies, or miss me. Dog, you know it gets worse before it gets better. 9-11 hand woven sweater, that's history. Drawstring hooded in a Sherlock Holmes. Long bill biker, too small for my dome. Cedar orange rugby, supersized horsey. Dinner more dressed up, etched in stone. Indian hair, yeah, we call that Cochise collection. Spawn far beyond what most reach. Don't claim low life, but I'm low low life. Catch me on the Ave, flashing that snow beat. On my high horse, feeling so extra. No worries, no pressure on my high horse. Low from the lock to the socks. Flash what I got when I'm on my high horse. Every day, every way, any season. I don't need a reason to flash, flash. On my high horse, yeah, yeah, I'm on my high horse. Feeling so extra, no worries, no pressure. On my high horse, low from the neck to the socks. Flash what I got when I'm on my high horse. Every day, every way, any season. I don't need a reason to flash, flash. On my high horse, yeah, yeah, you know it.
Have returned once again. Clandestine transmission with sounds of Taku in the background with Trust Me. You just heard new music. Versatile. Verse. Big verse.
Big versatile. Lifesavers crew.
Yes. Quantum.
Yeah.
Affiliate.
Word.
With his
ode.
Yes.
To the low. That is the polo.
High horse. You didn't want to disappoint Ralph.
No. Nah, that's off Crooked Straits, which is out on BBE. Go peep that joint. It's fresh. One of my favorite covers. Album covers. representing the low on the cover.
He is, certainly. That's not disappointing.
No. No. Oh. So, yeah. If you are a old... If you are the current low head, our old school low head, that song is for you.
So that's going out to you, basically. You and, go, and Mike. The other Mike.
M.I.C. Black Mike and Chris, a.k.a. Juju, spent lots of money on the polo through the 90s. And what's crazy is I was thinking, is like, I have very select polo pieces still left in my wardrobe.
You never wear them. I never see you wear them.
My USA, like the old 90s USA polo sport joints that I got, that I think I wore during like the Olympics or like the World Cup. It's like the winter. It's like the summertime, so you can't really wear it. But yeah. But I'm. But like those joints are so. They go for so much on eBay. It's like I should just sell this thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. Which is like where did all my polo go? I'm looking at head over to the hundreds. They got an article by this dude Scorn Leaf. This crazy polo collecting dude. But they got mad stuff. Whoa. And photo. I'm showing Kendall, like I can show you guys, but like all this old 90s stuff, like the Snow Beach jackets and like all this old ski joints with the wing foot and like all these like old low heads from like low lifes in New York, like massive like yeah, like Black Mike had that whole freaking like all this USA stuff. Yeah, I had tank tops, freaking socks and shoes. We'd go to the polo store in New York. We'd go on trips there and like spend like money we didn't have. We'd get credit cards and just like, yo, put like $500 on that. We was making like $150 a week. Thankfully, I started DJing. That was great, because when you DJ, you make a whole ton of money every weekend, and you buy records and polo and sneakers, and then you have nothing. You have nothing in the bank. Man, I still have the records though, so that's good.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
And you still buy the sneakers.
Don't buy as many, and the sneakers are all gone. Polo's gone, sneakers gone. I didn't hold on to any of that stuff. I see people now busting out all the old vintage stuff. I'm like, damn. I was like, yeah, whatever. Donate this. Give it away. My brother might have some stuff, but that's your polo minute.
That was your polo reminiscence.
It is. It's funny, and it's funny because I just got off the phone with my buddy Davis, whose uncle used to like. Like the president of polo back in the day, and that dude had polo everything: polo curtains, polo bed sheets, polo everything. There was nothing in the house that wasn't polo. It was crazy, crazy. Out of the day. Now MIC wears free T-shirts that says "Mother gets from Hawaii."
Nah, well that stuff that people send to your dog.
There you go. Thank you all the people sending the stuff to my dog.
Yeah.
For me.
Because the dog can't wear them.
Nah. So yeah, shout out to all those folks. Nino appreciates you keeping me fresh.
And there you have it.
Word.
You also heard music in there from Open Mike Eagle and Odyssey. The Celebrity Reduction Prayer.
The song is so dope.
It is. Nah, it's really fresh from the Mellow Music Group Persona compilation.
Yeah.
Thing. And started the set off a while back with Gentrify My Hood from Your Old Drew, his Kinnison EP. I'm pretty sure you can download for free somewhere on the internet. Throw that into Google. Get you a copy. In case you hear any strange noises in the background, that is Grand Theft Auto 5, which is currently in the PlayStation 4, being played by one M. Cody of our sister site, littlefishinc.com. I want to send a big fat shout out to M. Cody, freshly graduated from what do we call it? From well, no, you know what? You graduated a while ago. You graduated like a month ago, but freshly licensed by the state of Massachusetts for all your cosmetology needs. So book your appointment now.
double with the freshness. Graduating and licensed. One on top of the other. MIC needed to do that. I'm taking a cue from Cody. MIC gonna get his license. That's the plan. Then you go get you a license. A handgun license.
Sure.
Right now, Tedder is only licensed to ill, licensed to thrill, and licensed to kill when he's hanging out with Steven Seagal.
I'm also licensed to grill.
Something tells me you've got an apron that says licensed to grill on it, hanging in the kitchen.
I should. I don't.
You know what?
But I should.
I'm going to jump online and find you one. So when you do your Kenner in the kitchen post, you should wear the licensed to grill apron.
Yes.
I'm going to find a patch. I'm going to sew it on something. We'll get you one of them old school aprons.
Yeah, I...
Put a little hairnet on.
I tried my hand recently at the... chicken enchiladas using the greens in place of tortillas, and they came out nice.
They looked delicious.
I just wanted to see if I could do it because last time M. Cody put them together with the Swiss chard.
Mm-hmm.
I used collard greens. Came out nice. I gotta say, anyone who tries their hand at making the enchiladas with the greens, they are better after they have had the chance to sit around for a while. Like, I had some this morning that were just so perfect. The way that the greens had kind of absorbed the sauce and the chicken and the cheese and stuff. Yeah. And then, fresh out the oven, now I'm looking at a license to grill apron. MIC was not lying. They're fresh out the oven. They're not quite as perfect, but after having sat around for a while, it was perfection.
Perfecto! You play that song in the background while you're doing your video. Of you cooking with your license to grill apron on. Perfecto is like the theme song. Just roll the beat in the background. Just play the beat tape. Low car perfection.
Shout out Serengeti Dave. And Durs. Anders Holmvik.
Yep.
AKA Perfecto.
Kenny Dennis.
What you mean funny?
Kenny Dennis not on the low carb diet.
Wait a second. Brats would be part of a low carb diet, actually.
Hot dog for breakfast, hot dog for dinner. As long as he's not having the bun, he's good to go.
Yeah, as long as he's not having the bun.
He's having the bun.
But O'Doul's, any kind of beer is high in carbohydrates, high in calories. So I don't know. We don't know. Maybe he's made some life changes. Trying to slim down.
Trying to cut back on his
possibility.
Heart health.
No way to know.
No way.
What I do know is that we got more music coming up for you. Up next, it's something from Active Child.
Active Child, Stranger album, out now. Stores and online.
Things.
Entities.
Song is called Stranger. Title track.
Stranger Danger.
It's coming at you next on the Clandestine Transmission. Thank you.
can you save me? I don't wanna be afraid. This is crazy. We're gonna have to make some changes. And all I
ain't a place to be. Making friends, they all got agendas. These eyes on your back, bangs in your neck, licking that brim, feeling for a taste of the shit. Sick so thirsty, smell fresh meat in the air. So the real test, after breakfast, we'll see who'll still be here.
This pressure ain't for everybody. Why ain't so heavy on my body, body?
Spine, shivers, eyes, neck, head, in it, heart, set, gold on my mind. Yeah, eyes dripping. All this time I'm finally worth it. Ain't it funny how power comes with money, and how now I'm out here popping. They come back like they're an option, man. This shit is hella scummy. They're claiming that they love me, cause they realize that my time is finally coming. They know it.
Sure. We're back.
Sure.
Sure.
We're surely back.
We're back. And don't call us Shirley.
It's true.
Quote your boy. That was the sounds of Nominee in the background. With Nominee's robot. Played something from Nominee.
Yeah.
Several podcasts ago. It was a little bit of debate regarding the proper pronunciation of his name. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm just saying Nominee.
Yeah.
I don't care. This is also from the Blind Man EP. Just in case you're interested, you did just hear Tinashe? We're gonna pronounce it that way? I don't know.
Tinashe? No?
Tinashe? How are you? How do you pronounce it, Mike?
I always thought it was Tinashe.
I don't know. I saw her on TV when that single with Schoolboy Q was out. I don't recall how they pronounced her name when she was on TV. So who knows? But that was Cold Sweat. And that song is fantastic.
That song is dope.
Yes.
Yo, that song is fantastic. That song is really good.
Yeah, I...
Tinashe...
We were talking, while the song was playing about... that it doesn't really sound like any of the other singles she's released.
No.
Which are all very contemporary R&B sounding, which sounds like a lot of the stuff that's on the radio and whatnot. That one got a little bit of the cloud, kind of cloud rap sound to it. Got a little bit of a slightly more vintage R&B feel to it as well. Got a little bit of electronica in there.
Yeah, man.
You mentioned, reminded you a little bit of older,
I was thinking
older
of
Aaliyah.
Like Aaliyah, like Janet Jackson. Yeah. Like
you also mentioned FKA Twigs.
Yeah, much of that shit. Banks.
Yeah.
So all that sort of style.
And it definitely fits more in that sort of wheelhouse than a lot of the other R&B. It's currently out there.
Yeah.
But I had read she had recorded with like Clams Casino and Ryan Hemsworth and a bunch of cats like that. Those songs not on her album. I imagine them being a little bit more in that vein.
True. Maybe that's the one that made the cut.
Yeah. You also heard music from Princess Nokia, which MIC is gonna.
Yo,
break a little bit of more information down for you regarding Princess Nokia or whatever her name is now.
Nah, Princess Nokia. The album, go. I think it's on our website. Check her out on Twitter, Princess Nokia. Album's Metallic Butterfly. It's dope. It's real good. It's like real, like, you know, reminded me of like that MIA mixtape she put out. She first sort of dropped. I can't remember the name of it because I'm freaking old. But anyway. Princess Nokia has ceased performing as Princess Nokia and will now perform as Destiny. So, R.I.P. Princess Nokia.
Long live Destiny.
Long live Destiny. So that is as of like last night when she performed her last show as Princess Destiny. So it's kind of appropriate that we played one of her joints.
Last night, as of this recording.
Yeah.
Because I don't know when I'm gonna actually be uploading this podcast, but. But yeah, that was Young Girls from Princess Nokia.
Yeah, man. Check the album out. It's dope. It's got a song on there about Khaleesi's dragons and shit.
At one point,
it's crazy.
I believe she was involved with
Wiki
from Rat King.
Mm-hmm.
I know they did a song together.
I think is it on there?
It's on that recent Rat King mixtape. It's Wiki. Her and Despot, Imagination Dandy Despot.
Oh yeah,
who we've been waiting for an album for forever. We started off the last set before Princess Nokia with Active. child with Stranger.
Word. Active Child album Mercy out like last week. Go check it out.
I thought you said the album was called Stranger.
No, did I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm crazy.
That says the album's called Stranger.
It does say the album's called Stranger. I think MIC.
So I don't know.
I think MIC typed that in there.
Yeah. So we have want to correct the error, I guess. I believe that during our last talking break, I may have neglected to turn the music down.
I'm
not 100% sure because I can't like go back and listen to it while we're recording the show because we
you might have heard nothing.
We do this like a real radio show basically. We just let it, we just go.
There's no post production.
And no they didn't hear. Well, here's the thing. I apologize if the last break sounded like ass, but hopefully it didn't because we've got the auto duck. So the auto duck might have saved our ass. I'm not sure.
True.
There's no way. There's not. I'm not gonna know until I listen.
We can hear the gunshots are coming in loud and clear.
Yes. So we'll find out how that plays out at a later date and time. You got anything else, MIC? Uh-oh. What's he got? He's got something.
A picture of a fanny.
MIC's got a picture of a fanny. Send all pictures of fannies.
To imagination.com.
Yes. Once again, feel free to familiarize yourself with us via the Facebook, our various Twitter feeds.
Mm-hmm.
Whatnot. Instagram.
MIC's gonna learn how to blog.
You can send us some
before he leaves.
You can send us some fannies on Instagram.
Yo, either one.
Post your fanny to Instagram, and be our friends that we can look at your fanny.
The U.S. fanny or the U.K. fanny?
I don't know. Either one. I'm fine with both. It's not a problem.
Both fantastic.
Yes.
Share them with us.
Indeed. But that's gonna do it for another edition of the Clandestine Transmission.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna wrap it up. We've got one more track coming at you from Soft Lit.
Yo, Soft Lit.
Tell us about the Soft Lit, MIC.
We saw Soft Lit. I don't know, a week or so ago with they opened up for Shamir. They're still on tour, so if you're tuning in and you got the Shamir Soft Lit show coming to your town. Go! It's gonna be a sweaty dance party. Softlit also sort of makes like that Tinashe stuff where they got this sort of sexy electro R&B soulful whatever. But this joint is more like a disco flavor. They dropped this, I was like, oh yeah, drop it. Drop the bass. It is fresh. But yeah, they're on this God Mode label. So go look, check them out. This is a compilation called American Music that this song's part of, which is out on like cassette. But I think you could download the MP3s and they'll mail you the cassette, is how they're doing it. That's the label only puts out like 12 inches in cassettes apparently. So, yeah, hopefully you hear more stuff from them because they were really good. It's a little duo from Brooklyn. I'm excited to see what else they got in store.
Well, that's what we got in store for you.
Yeah.
Right now, it's Soft Lit with I Can't Help It, because we can't help having to get out of here. You can catch us again real soon with another edition of the Clandestine Transmission here at imagination.com. Until then, peace.
Peace.